Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to G2 Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the G2 Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. 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 Baby.
Hey, hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on Pilot Radio. Love Fantasy. It's Buddy, Buddy, Buddy.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Radio, 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 radio.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, suck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans. And I don't see no end of future all the same. So I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the catch is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's about. What you holler about, money talk, keep quiet. Baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. You are now on live with the Divas Miss Ray Queen, Miss Storm, and Long Island's leading lady, Miss Mo Better. Welcome, folks. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Y'all know I am excited. I'm totally excited because this is the season of all seasons, the Cancerian season, a.k.a. summer season. Y'all know what that means, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's a diva's birthday coming up. Hello, hello.
Okay. Yes. Hold on one second.
Yes. I tell everybody, this is a public service announcement. I am accepting all Cash App. I take as much as Cash App will allow. I'm accepting it. Yes, indeed. But again, welcome, folks. Thanks for joining in, tuning in. For our internet users, the number is 563-999-3577. And in order to go on live with the Divas, you have to press 1. We don't just tap the phone numbers that we see pop up. You have to press 1 to be put in the host queue. And then we'll bring you on. So shout out to anybody that's celebrating a birthday. The list is kind of endless with me. There's plenty of birthdays. That's one in particular. Happy birthday to my homeboy Snafu, Chris, Carrie, Niecy and Kenny, Marlene. It's just, you know, happy birthday to all my peoples, all my Cancerians, the summer babies. Yes.
Happy birthday.
I want to congratulate all of us for celebrating Juneteenth. For those that are not familiar with Juneteenth, get familiar. And let's grow on it. Let's grow on it. Yes. Happy birthday.
Yes.
Thanks for that. Thanks for that little intro. Happy birthday to you. Y'all know I can sing a little song. Also, congratulations to everybody that's graduating high school, college, and all of that good stuff. Congratulations to all the graduates.
Yes.
We got Destiny. We got her brother. Congratulations to everybody that's graduating. I think it was her brother Isaiah. Is it Isaiah? Storm will correct me on that soon, but well, her son and daughter are both graduating. Wow, that's amazing. Our topic tonight, I'm really kind of passionate about our topic tonight, so I kind of want to get right into it. And I don't know, for whoever's on listening, I don't know if y'all had watched my live. I put a live post up on Facebook real quick.
Oh, you put a live up?
I put a live up real short, just a public service announcement, just to remind folks to tune into the show tonight, you know, and to continue to send the diva mail, because I told them, like, a lot of stuff we get, people sending emails and hitting us in inboxes with you know, specific stories. And that's a lot of stuff we share. We share that on the show.
We're not here
to blow anybody up. We're not here to expose anybody for anything, and we wouldn't tell who you are unless you stated so. So it's done anonymously. Yes.
Speaking of fans, this is Ray Queen speaking. Ray Queen, your Ray of Sunshine, a.k.a. Ray the Queen, First Lady, back in the day, Annie from the Hamptons, whatever. Anyway, shout out to my boo. Yes. Shout out, I have to say, a shout out to my roots, because we got to go back to our roots, our stomping grounds. And I got to give a big shout out to the Spion crew. Yeah, if you all are listening, yes, I shared the link in the group, and welcome to all of our new listeners, and I am so happy to be a part of this group. Yes, yes.
Indeed, indeed. Yes, indeed. And shout out to, give a birthday shout out to my brother, Darnell. I'd be remiss not to mention him. My brother.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Our birthdays are a day apart. You know, happy birthday to my bro.
Oh, that's part of the
love you, bro.
Well, yes.
Mm-hmm. So, if you don't have any more announcements, then we will get right into the topic, because this can go a long way.
GQ Palace. GQ Palace.
Wow. Yes. Let's roll.
We're going to roll it out. Well, y'all know, for the most part, everybody that be on here know that I do a lot of reading. I on plenty of different social media platforms and things of that nature. So lately, what I've been seeing, and I'm sure if I've seen it, a lot of others have seen it, that people are out here body shaming and making fun of how certain people look, mainly fat chicks. And I'm just putting it out there like that, so you can understand what I'm saying. You know, without being so subliminally speaking, you know, that's no better than racism. That's no better than racism in any form. You know, you have certain people that are on major platforms shaming people and pretty much degrading people for how they look. Now, my question would be, who made you judge and jury as to how people should look? Who made you judge and jury? Because if you want it to be in a roasting session, if you just want to get up there to roast people and stuff, open that up so you can be able to take what you give out. Because apparently you have certain people that they're not up to accepting criticism from other people, but they can give it out. Don't have the double standard when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, listen, people, and especially in the days with the times we're living in now, people can, they pretty much, if they want to go out here butt-ass naked with their boobs and balls hanging all over the place, that's their business. Is it appealing to you? No, maybe not. It may not be appealing to you, but you still don't hold that power to judge what anybody does. I'm sorry. Especially to somebody that's not sharing your space. That's not sharing your space. So who made you judge and jury to criticize or whatever? And it ain't even the fact of you criticizing. All right, you see something wrong. You see there's a problem with something, but you're not coming up with any kind of solution. What's the point of you saying anything? You understand what I'm saying, right?
Yep. Now, yes. So, in other words, Miss Mo is basically you're judging. You're judging someone by their weight, by their, you know. So, in other words, in my opinion, I do believe you're being prejudiced, which also comes from being biased. Now, let me explain being biased. Being biased is kind of lopsided. A biased person favors one side or issue over another. Now, while bias can just mean having a preference or one thing over another, it also is synonymous with being prejudiced. That prejudice can be taken to the extreme. So by being biased and prejudiced, mean a strong inclination of the mind or preconceived opinion about something or someone. Now, a bias may be a favorable or unfavorable bias.
And that's pretty much in a nutshell, because prejudice is exactly what the word says. It is prejudging. You're prejudging by what somebody looks like. Oh, they have you figure because they look a certain kind of way that they have a problem. They have a problem. You can't do that. You can't do that.
Right.
Who are you to say? You don't really know anything about people, you know. And listen, I don't want people to take this wrong either, because I mean, should we go out and represent ourselves? Well, sure. Of course, you don't want people judging you, you know, that's kind of the world that we live now. Everybody judges every doggone thing.
And it's sad.
However,
and it's sad because
it's sad.
You can have the most beautiful body and be the ugliest person inside.
Ugliest.
Have the most nasty attitude. And you can be the most, you can weigh 300, 400 pounds and be the most kind-hearted, most generous, giving person. So who are you to body shame me or anyone else? You know? Who are we to be so judgmental and negative? Keep those thoughts to yourself. So be it, you think a certain way, but certain looks, certain gestures, certain verbalizations, keep to yourself. Keep it to yourself. Don't put it on social media. There are people that have platforms. People like ourselves, we have platforms. We have this talk show. And we can't sit here and say that fat or that skinny or that ugly or that, you know, yes, we can say that person was acting ugly or being disgusting or being, you know, but we don't call names. There are certain things you just have to keep inside and control. Control, you know?
That self-control is crazy.
Absolutely.
That self-control is crazy. And like I said, even if you see there's a problem with the person that you see, you understand what I'm saying? How much encouragement or anything are you giving out to say, listen, you know, you appear a certain type of way, and you know what I'm saying? And this is my suggestion to you. You understand what I'm saying? But to just to sit here and shame because you think you're at a certain level, it's atrocity. It's crazy. It's atrocious.
Absolutely.
And the devil is a lie. So now what's happening is now you're going to see it 10 times more, 10 times more, because now you have, because who are you to feel that you can destroy somebody's self-esteem because you're into a certain type of person? You know what I'm saying? So now what's going to happen is them fat bitches, and I'm not excusing my friends tonight, I'm sorry. But those fat bitches that you claim that you shooting at, now you're going to see them in bikini. You're going to see them. You're going to see their food pies. You're going to see it 10 times over, because who are you? You understand what I'm saying? And it's crazy. It's kind of a catch-22, because you do see some things that probably we shouldn't see. But who am I to state it? You understand?
Absolutely.
So, it has me behooved.
And certainly
it has
certain
me
cultures,
behooved.
Well, I can't even say certain cultures, certain countries, because we do it here. Some people do it here. I'll go to the beach. I went to the beach last week. Of course, I looked like a fool, first of all. It was a hot day. Okay, but I definitely encourage I encourage to go out there and exercise. This is what I was doing. I was exercising. I was on the beach, walking on the beach. However, I looked like a fool because I was in layers. I had my scrubs on. I had, you know, my underlayers. I had my waist band on. I had all that stuff on. Here these other people are with their bikinis on and stuff, and they're on the beach. So I did look a fool, but I'm just saying, I saw the smaller people with their two pieces. I saw some large people with, you know, us large, big, you know, big swimsuits on, but I saw several people with thongs on. I saw several people, huge people, larger than me, and I'm a thick girl now. Ray Queen is a thick girl now. I saw people larger than me with their fupas hanging out, with thongs on and stuff, and I'm like, wow. I admire that. But like Ms. Mo just said, you're gonna find people fighting back because they're gonna be like, you know what, forget y'all. I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna put my thong on 500 pounds, and I'm gonna put a thong on. I'm gonna put a bikini on and have my big hoopa hanging out. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be respectful of each other. We have to be respectful.
Yeah. That's the bottom line. Like, who are you to go around here disrespecting people because you feel like you're in a certain position? Then you start judging people to celebrities and stuff like, listen, celebrities got a few dollars in the bank. They got a couple dollars so they can go make some shit disappear that they don't want to, they want to appear like these perfect people. You understand?
Hey,
they got those couple dollars that can do that.
Listen, if I had a sugar daddy or something,
and I'm going to add it somewhere else.
Look, Ms. Mo, I'm single. I'm speaking as a single woman. If I had a sugar daddy that would pay for me a tummy tuck, best believe I would allow him to pay for that. However,
hey, and that's
meantime,
you, and that's your
that's
thing.
What I'm doing. Right. However, that's what I'm doing. I'm making payments towards altering my, just that one spot that God said, you know what, when you had that six pack, because best believe I had one of the banginest bodies back in the day prior to kids, you know, but I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't have the knowledge. I didn't have the wisdom.
Right.
I didn't have the strength, you know. So now that he gave me the knowledge, the wisdom, the strength, and all that needs to come, go with it, I don't have
the
that
money.
Banging body. Right.
You need
absolutely.
A couple dollars.
So
you need
now
a couple
that
dollars
ready,
to get it.
Absolutely. And guess what? There are ways I can, you know, and I am grateful that he did not give me that banging ass body back after kids, because they would have to handcuff me to the house. So guess what? I'm gonna fight hard, I'm gonna work hard, and I'm gonna exercise, and I'm gonna pay for my own tummy tuck. But if that sugar daddy is out there, yeah, ew, holler at a girl. Ew.
OMG.
Yeah, I'm friendly. You know, I got to throw a few
Listen.
Jokes in there. I got to throw
Listen.
A few jokes in there, but seriously.
I get it, but it's crazy because I personally think that's shallow thinking, because you have a certain type
Agreed.
Of preference. That's shallow thinking for you to even try to push your narrative on somebody else to make it seem like, and then, you know, it really is. It's shallow. And that just, that says to me, like, I'm not happy with me. You understand? Because they feel like, oh, I have to be a certain type of way for anybody to accept me. That's your shallow thinking. That
I thank God.
There's nobody going to accept you the way you are. That's shallow.
I thank God. Listen, I thank God that my self-esteem is not where it was when I was that skinny girl with that beautiful six-pack and that banging body, because where my self-esteem is now in comparison to what I was, 130, between 130 and 140 back then, I'm a whole 100 pounds greater than that. I'm 240 right now, 240 plus. I'm not going to give you all the exact. However, I carry it better. I feel better. I'm smarter mentally, all of that.
Right.
Come at
Right.
me.
I dare you. Well, my motto when it comes to that is, anyway, you should never ask anybody how much they weigh unless you gonna ask them how much they need.
And that's
my story, and I'm sticking to it. You don't need to know how much I weigh unless you know how much I need. Stop it.
And you know, females, we don't like telling our weight. We don't like letting people, you know, people ask our weight, or we go to the doctor's office. Absolutely. But listen,
why?
You all heard me tell it.
Why
but I carry
don't
it better.
That?
I carry it better mentally and emotionally, and my strength and my knowledge and my pocket and my standards. You know what
but
I'm saying?
But you see why people don't disclose that information? Because they try to use it against you. You understand?
Yeah,
and
they
listen,
can do whatever they want.
And people try to take constructive criticism if it's constructive criticism and not judgment. There's
mm-hmm.
a whole difference. There's a
Absolutely.
Whole difference. That's why
Absolutely.
I always speak about knowing the proper definition of things and how
yes.
to use certain words that
yes.
come out of your mouth. Because you can
yes.
say one word can change an entire conversation and make it something else. So you have
Absolutely.
To be very mindful of how you come out your mouth to people.
Amen.
Have to be very mindful
Amen.
Of how you come out your mouth to people. Because some things
Amen.
Seem very harsh. And they talk about, oh, it's the truth.
And even
your approach.
Hurt. And even your approach.
Which is disgusting. That's what I'm saying.
Ooh,
that's exactly what I'm saying. You have
a lot of people don't know anything.
You could, but you know, you can be loud and right, and you can be wrong because you were loud.
Yes. Absolutely, my
Stop
sister.
Stop playing with it.
Absolutely.
Stop playing with it. You can be loud and right and make
Ooh.
It wrong because of your delivery. Because
yes.
of your delivery. Now, it
your
Come on, you can catch bees better with honey than shit.
Yes. Holy moly, you hit it right on the nose. You hit it right
Not
on the
cool.
nose.
Nah, because it's
Ooh.
The truth. It's
it
the
is.
Whole truth.
Absolutely. And
so,
that's what we speak
my,
on this show.
My question would be, what is people's intentions here? What are you trying to accomplish by shooting at other people that are not appealing to you? What is your agenda? What are you trying to accomplish? What is your goal? You understand?
Listen.
Because I have yet to hear people that has been fat shaming or anything say, oh, try this diet. Try that with any type of solution. Guess what that means?
Mm-hmm.
You're a part of the whole problem. And shut up on
Yes.
it.
Yes.
You
yes.
know what I want to
And your supporters.
And
your supporters and your support. Anyone who supports those people who shame others are just as shameful and more as those
shallow
are
too.
Who are shameful.
Yeah. They shallow followers.
Yes.
You can't even, you're not even speaking on your own merit. You're just agreeing with somebody else. Oh, you're right. I mean, yeah, we
uh-huh.
agree on certain things people say, but what is your real thought?
Yeah.
Because
but
them same fat people that they shaming are somebody's mother. So guess what that means? Them same ones be out there that's shaming them are the same ones be humping on them too.
Somebody's
stop,
mother.
Stop playing
someone's
with it.
Sister.
Stop playing
someone's
with it.
Daughter.
That means they got
someone,
kids. They didn't make them
me,
kids
me,
by themselves.
Let me say something that I don't speak upon that I did not make public. A couple of years ago, right? I'm a workaholic. Those who know me know that this is Ray Queen speaking. I'm a workaholic. I'll keep like 2 and 3 jobs. So I'm looking for a third or fourth job, right? So I get this job, and I've never worked this type of job in my life. Anyway, fast forward, I'm at this job. I really like it. It's a really cool job. You know, fast forward more. I'm the first of this with this company to save a life, save someone's life. Not one,
mm-hmm.
not two, not three, but 4 times, and get an above and beyond award and $1,000 for just giving, for just being there, for just doing. You know, this company
mm-hmm.
has been around for many, 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 many years, many
mm-hmm.
years. I'm the first of that company. Now, I wasn't planning. I didn't want to get into that field. I didn't want to get, you know, and
right.
everybody knows that I'm in a medical field. But thanks be to my medical, you know, my medical training, you know, I got the training, and I was able to save someone's life by administering Narcan, doing CPR, such and such, fast
right.
forward before the cops
right.
and the ambulance got there. Okay, you don't know what, you know, you can, there can be someone that you don't know what they go through. You don't know what they're capable of doing. You don't know what they're capable of. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Here I am. I can save your life. I can save your life. Here you are saving me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a thick girl. I'm a big girl. You calling me fat.
Right,
guess what?
Right.
You all you are is now. But I can save your life. I can save your life.
Right.
You hear me?
You really don't. You never know whose help you're going to need.
You never know who's helping you going to need.
And that's what makes it so disgusting. Like, you out here really shaming people and all kinds of stuff. And I'm not just speaking of one specific person, because it's a few people that do it. You know what I mean? It's a few people that do it. And they're not saying it to, you know, in a jokingly way or whatever. They say
I myself was one of them.
Like, that's going to, like they're going to encourage people that's not a motivation point.
Yeah. I'm going to give you Dons and Divas, you listeners, a little bit more of a reality. I was one of those people. There was a time in my life where I would do anything that I could possibly do. I found these disgusting, really big pink pills, me and my younger sister, when we were in our teens, to try to gain weight. We could not gain weight to save our lives. We tried all we could to gain weight, you know. And I used to, I actually was jealous of those girls that was 150 and carried a beautiful shape and had weight on them. And, you know, because I was this little scrawny girl, you know, and I was like, just because she got a booty, old whore, I called names and excuse my language, you know. But meanwhile, I was being jealous. I was shaming people, you know, because I was this little scrawny thing, couldn't gain weight. Then I got my weight up and a little something and fast forward to that person who had a beautiful body, beautiful six-pack stomach, beautiful shape, beautiful banging body. But then my self-esteem was unfortunately low, for whatever reason.
That's major, because that's what it is. Mm. It's like they were trying to destroy somebody. You mad because her self-esteem is on high. And you don't like the way she looks, all right, you'll keep twirling. Go somewhere that you like to look at. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You like to look at the Beyoncés and all kinds of stuff. Like I said, stop comparing regular Joe Schmo people to celebrities, because, like I said, they have a couple of dollars. They have the money to go fix themselves and stuff if they want something done. So
and
you
shout
stop
out to
doing
all,
that.
I got to give a shout out to all the people, you know, some of those people. I'm just going to give a few quick names, you know, the Natasha Carrolls that I was jealous of because they had the beautiful bodies and had all the boys on them just because I was scared to go for them. And, you know, oh my gosh, the Lavina Polites and, you know, them girls that was, they was going out. They were outgoing. I was this little scary little girl. You know, these girls were outgoing, had these beautiful bodies. I didn't realize I had a beautiful body. But my self-esteem wasn't there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when my self-esteem got up, you know, guess what?
I never really had a self-esteem problem.
Oh my God. I've had some up and downs, up and downs, up and downs. I allowed myself to fall. I fell in love and allowed myself to be broken down and felt like I had to compete with so many people. And, you know, anyway, fast forward to my first child. I had my first child. This is Ray Queen speaking. I had my first child. And that child put a little weight on me. I was young. I was 21. So I snapped back from 200, from 250 back down to 130, 150.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful banging body, okay? I knew I could do it. Fast forward now to 29, 30 years old, to my second child, blew up to 300 pounds, 300 plus pounds. Okay, it was a struggle then. And then once you get older, and then all your hormones and all that stuff kick in, and, you know, then all the, I also have hypothyroidism and, you know, metabolism issues and all that stuff. So it was really tough. But got back down, and then, you know, but I'm grateful that I went on all these hills, these
plateaus, ups and downs, ups and downs, because it made me stronger and it opened my eyes to be able to be and see,
I want to stop you real quick, Ray, because while you're on that subject, see, and a lot of times, some things are actually genetic that people don't know. You understand? So you get out here, you judging people and stuff like that. Of how the woman's bodies work as opposed to men's. You can't compare. And that's where the problem comes in at, because you're trying to compare. You don't know what people's genetics are. You don't know what their body types are. You don't. All you see is the outer things, like, oh, well, she needs to do this. You know, knock it off. You don't know shit.
Look, my father was straight up and down skinny. Straight up and down skinny. My mother had major curves, big hips, big thighs. Okay?
So her first daughter, Auntie Rachel.
My oldest sister got the big...
Them Harvard girls had curves. Boy, them Harvard girls had curves.
Yes. So my first sister got them big hips and big curves. My second sister had Benita had my father's straight up and down figure. I had my father's straight up and down figure. My youngest sister Selena had my father's straight up and down figure. Fast forward to being an adult, guess what? My oldest sister kept my mother's big hips, big thighs, figure. My second oldest sister Benita, big hips, big thighs, big butt. Myself, big hips, big thighs, big butt. My baby sister, straight up and down skinny. She got that from my father. The rest of us got my mother's genes. So look how different that is, you know. And then my mother had metabolism issues. My second sister had metabolism issues. My third sister had metabolism issues. My last sister, she just had the metabolism of a boy, straight up and down skinny. You know, so it also goes with, you know, your genetics. So some people are body shaming some of us who have the genetics, the metabolism that needs assistance. You know, it's tough. For me, it's tough to lose weight.
See, I was reading online, right? And this is Storm speaking, guys. I was reading online, and a couple different websites, it was saying that, you know, a lot of people didn't really believe in, like, the whole genetics, you know, where, you know, the shapes, you know, because, like, say, Ray Queen, like, Big Rachel has always been shapely, you know, so to them they're like, oh, okay, well, that doesn't mean that the kids will. If you look at all these Hargrove women, come on now, they all have shape, you know, they've all been very shapely. But I say that to say this, that I just feel that, you know, all of us are created differently, you know, and if you're meant to look like a toothpick and need extra burgers, then that just may happen, but you might be very shapely where you know, you're a little thick, extra thick, whatever you want to call it, whatever you're comfortable in. I just don't think that people should judge you based on your size, you know, what you look like or what your genetics is or what your mother, you know, looks like or, you know, I don't know. I just feel like people shouldn't be judged because of that. And I feel when you try and do things nowadays, it's more like, people try to shame you on so many different levels for so many different things, and I think it's unacceptable.
It is unacceptable,
and I still guilt myself.
It really is.
I'll see somebody really skinny, and I'm like, ooh, somebody needs to feed her.
she needs a sandwich.
Like, I need to give her some of my food that I be eating. You know, I won't say it out loud though. I won't put it on my timeline or the skinny this da 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 da.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
So anyway, I'm definitely gonna.
That's shallow, people. Again,
I'm gonna put this picture. I'm gonna put this picture on my page of
for all of you who are listening and you divas, this is Ray Queen speaking. I'm going to put this picture of myself, Rachel Hargrove, and Miss Storm, Lavina Polite, way, way back in the day when we were little. When
oh,
we were
what?
Little.
Look, hold on.
I'm going to put, no, we both look good.
Don't
no,
lie, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Back in the day when we were, well, I was scrawny, but she had a shape before
I've
I
always,
did. She was
I've
younger
always
than
been thick. I ain't never had that.
You've always had a shape. And
always
Dons and Divas
been
who
thick.
Are listening, Dons and Divas who are listening, it just so happens to be that this is Ray Queen speaking. I've known Miss Storm for a very long time. I've known Miss Mobetta for a very long time, and then I think the two of you met each other through me, right?
Yeah, that's fact.
Right? Okay. And we all ended up being Sister Divas together. However, I've known them both for a very long time, so I've seen their weight up and down, down and up, up and down. Oh my gosh, the changes! And I'm sure that you two could say the same thing for me. Oh, the changes that we've gone through. Yeah, so I'm going to put a picture on my page. And
what I just want to say to the women out here that are feeling some type of way, or men, whoever, just being shamed or whatever, stay encouraged. You know, yeah. If there's something about yourself you don't like, you change it. But don't allow anybody to disrespect you on any level. I don't care what
Amen.
Their position is or whatever. Don't allow nobody to disrespect you. You know, you continue to do you, respect yourself, and tell the rest of them to scratch and sniff. How about that?
Amen.
So who determines what you're supposed to look like? Like,
well,
help me with that. I don't know if I missed
question.
That part. Like,
yeah,
like,
no,
who determines this?
That's my question.
Exactly.
Because
I'd also like to meet the person that made the chart. You know, when you say when they're younger, I want to meet that person.
Okay, go ahead. I got something to say.
No, I want to meet that person because, shoot, when I was like 17 years old, I was probably like 5'4", 120, 130 pounds. Like, right, shapely, you know, like, shape real nice, you know? So, me personally, I just feel like...
I told y'all.
Back then, shoot, oh, you fit. Oh, you're in shape. Oh, this, oh, that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, damn. Soon as I gained, like, 5 pounds, I was obese, according to the scale, according to the doctor.
According to them.
And then myself, Ray Queen, I was, oh my gosh! I'm 5'6", between 5'6" and 5'7". So I'm pretty tall for a female. However, when I'm skinny, when I do get skinny, those times where I'm skinny and I try to buy clothing, they're too short.
You're trying to
find
it. Well, y'all know
okay,
I don't have that problem.
And then when I fast forward to where I am now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the plus sizes or whatever. Oh. You know, okay, even the plus sizes don't fit me right because they were made for whoever
like,
made those sizes,
when you,
quote unquote,
right.
You know.
Who set the standards?
We got the right different. Absolutely, because you got shapely people, you have scrawny people, you have straight up and down people, people with booties, people with no booties, people with arches in their back, people with no arch in their back. I have a deep arch in my back. I have shit, you know.
Well, I have a question though.
What the?
So, do you think that they're looking at like the celebrities that are getting like their butts done and all of that stuff, and that they are now making that the standard?
Finally, some companies are, yes, because I live in scrubs. This is Ray Queen speaking. I literally live in scrubs. So I buy regular scrubs, you know, regular scrubs. They don't fit me correct. But when I buy scrubs that are made a certain shape, which are the newer scrubs, the newer style, the newer fit, they fit
right.
me perfect. They fit me perfect because they're made for my shape. They didn't make them back in the day. We had to take them to get them altered. We had to take them to get them altered. Or just wear them the way that they were. But now they make, I have this one, oh my gosh, this, a few that I bought from this one. I'm not going to say because they're not paying me to say who I purchased these scrubs from. However, they make me look like, y'all see me.
But my question though, do you think that they're looking at these celebrities and with them getting body work done and all this stuff, are they now making that the standard? Is that what they're basing their comments and judges on?
Far more so than
Well, I'm
going to
be honest with you. I see a lot of celebrities that who are like promoting different items that they have. Like say the Keisha, I think it's Keisha something. She has like this tea that you drink. It's like a detox tea.
Okay.
I know that like say Duchess from she was from Black Ink before. She's promoting some like Boom thing. I saw Keisha Cole.
Dior.
She's from Atlanta. Lil Wayne's baby mother. She's promoting
there's a
Gucci man.
Yeah, she's the one that has the tea. So there's a lot of different.
That's Gucci Mane wife. Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she was the first person I mentioned, but there's a lot of different celebrities who are also promoting different, like kind of like weight loss things or like detoxes or cleanses and stuff like that. So you're like, I don't know. By looking at society, I feel like society feels that the thinner you are, the healthier you are. You know? I think it's a bad stereotype, but it's like if you turn on the TV and you turn on different things, like perfect example, if you look at like Jennifer Hudson right now, she's like super small, you know, like Weight Watchers,
she looks sickly,
little model, stuff
some
like
people
that.
Look sickly.
Oprah, like
Celine Dion, who it has always been anorexic. Certain people you could just tell by the looks of certain people that's not healthy. I had lost a lot of weight one time. This was like 5-6 years ago. An example, I was working 2 full-time jobs that required me to be on my feet more than 16 hours a day. And I was burning way too many calories. I was weak I was so weak. And when people saw me, they thought they were like, where is she? Where is she? I had lost so much weight. I mean, I was skinny. I looked sickly.
Go ahead.
But I felt horrible. Now, if I had been eating in between, I probably would have felt better, and I probably would have held on to at least 10, 15 pounds more. I was literally 20 pounds underweight for my stature, for my bone structure, for my height. And I was so weak. I really was. But I had to work at that time. I had to work. But in my head, in the place that I was at, in the person that I was with at that time that was tearing me down, guess what? Guess how I felt? I felt like I still needed to do more.
My question for you ladies though is that the topic because a couple people just tuned in. Yes, the number to call is 563-999-3577. You do have to press that one button to be able to go on the line. The callers, they're asking the topic for this evening. How was the diva mail? What was the diva mail?
I'm sorry. The topic tonight was we were speaking about body shaming and stuff like that. That it's equivalent to racism.
Okay.
How equivalent to racism it is, which it is.
Okay. So
because all of it is prejudice, in which prejudice means prejudging. You're prejudging somebody on how they look or whatever. You don't know anything about the character, you know. And you're saying that you never know whose help you're going to need, you know. So that same fat person that you're shaming might be the very one that the help you need.
Okay, gotcha. I wanted to make sure the question. I was just trying to make sure that I was right with the question. So yes, callers, you only have a few more minutes to call in. The show is over at 9 p.m. But pretty much, you know, you heard Ms. Movetta on the topic for this evening. So that's pretty much what we're discussing right now. And then just chopping it up on different things that we've experienced in our life. For those of you who have just tuned in, telling like stories of what we've went through and how we've what we've experienced. So,
and let me tell you,
heard the topic. So the topic. So with that being said, you can press the one button if you want to go on the air and give your feedback on the topic. Sorry, Ray.
Let me tell you, girl. I at the time when I saved the four people's life, I was overweight. So imagine being overweight, out of breath, and having to run back and forth, assess the situation, run back to my desk. I had to grab my phone. I had to grab my book. I had to call 911. I had to grab my Narcan. I had to administer the Narcan. I had to do the CPR. Imagine doing that and being overweight. I did it. Thanks to God.
But the thing is about your statement is you realize that. It takes you to figure that out. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You don't need people out here shaming. Because there's a problem, you know within yourself if there's a problem.
Yep.
I don't need nobody shooting at you for that. You understand what I'm saying? And that's figuratively speaking, not literally.
Yes.
So I don't want nobody thinking that we're out here packing guns and shit.
And at that time, I housed 10 residents at one time. So there were other residents in this shelter that I was supervising. And, you know, those that were watching, like, damn, I didn't know a big girl could get around so fast. You're a big girl for the big, you know, listen.
Like they keep saying, oh, you're pretty for a big girl.
What does that mean? And even in meeting new people, let's just say, excuse me, online or whatever, and they're like, let me get a body pic. Okay, guess what body pic I send them? I go to Respucia, I Google Respucia, and the biggest person I can find and send a picture of that person and see what they say. Yes. Yep.
You're pretty for a big girl. What the hell does that mean?
Thank you.
You're handsome for a black boy. Come on, man.
That little skinny girl might not be able to save your life if you go into cardiac arrest or if you overdose or if you pass out or if you, you know. But Vespucia, she could save your life. Vespucia got some Vespucia's pockets went a little deep. That little skinny girl, she might got a dime. She might be able to take the bus, but guess what? Vespucia got a whole big, some big nigga SUV shit. You know, excuse my language, but come on now. Give them a chance.
The bottom line is here, like, stop thinking that you hold this power to judge people. Don't do it. If you're not offering any type of solution that comes along with your statement, shut up. Period. Understand what I'm saying? Shut up. You're part of the problem.
With that being said, time is of the essence. Time is of the essence. It's 8:54 at this around this time. We go around the table and we give our finishing, you know, our final thoughts on tonight's show. This is Ray Queen. I'm going to give my thoughts first. Grace and mercy keeps me going, has gotten me through. Thanks be to God. Everybody that knows me knows that I believe in God, and first and foremost, he is the leader of my life. GQ Palace, I'm going to ride this to the wheels fall off. It's butter, baby. My sister Divas, I love y'all. Awesome show tonight. To all the callers and all the listeners, thank you. Tune in next week, same time, same place. And I'm signing off. Passing on the mic.
All right. All right. It's on you.
Yeah.
So what you want to do?
What you going to do?
Damn, all right. Y'all know I get giddy by the end of the show, right? Anyway,
I say giddy.
Listen, y'all know I get passionate about certain things that are kind of near and dear to me. And y'all know my voice gets 10 times deeper because I be in gangster mode at that point, just to let y'all know. I'm in whole gangster mode because I be ready. I'm making time for the shenanigans, you know. But stop out here thinking that you the judge and jury of how people live and how people dress and how people do whatever. Mind your business. How about that? And shut up. Find something else to do with your time. And if you can't offer some type of solution, don't go around there pointing nothing out. So, you know, leave people alone. People going to live how they want to live anyway. So, on that note, I'm chucking up the deuces. Y'all remember my birthday's Friday?
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Miss No Better's B-Day is Friday. So,
yes.
This is all Storm speaking. I ditto everything that they said. And, yes, have a blessed and safe week. We look forward to hanging out with you guys next week, Wednesday. Same time, same place. God bless.
Night-night.
Yes.
You said they what?
Probably won.
Who? Oh.
Yo, they wanna know. Bottom line, my world, my way, any questions?